Welcome back. We're here to pray together on this beautiful night as we end, we're not ending Advent, but we're getting near the end of Advent. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We have to get that Come, O Come, Emmanuel song going again. Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times did give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them, that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory over the grave. O come, Emmanuel. Rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, that we no more have cause to sigh. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind, in a bid every strife and quarrel cease, and fill the world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. We are blessed to have these special prayers to celebrate this sacred time with, time of sacred waiting, high waiting before Christmas. Our King will come from Zion. The Lord God is with us, is his mighty name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our God, our Lord, is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people their land he bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Great is the Lord our God. Transcending all other gods is the wrong antiphon. It is, our King will come from Zion. The Lord God is with us, is his mighty name. Wait for the Lord, and he will come to you with his saving power. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for his people, The Lord takes pity on his servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will become like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. Ye who fear him, bless the Lord. From Zion may the Lord be blessed, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gift from God the Father, pray for Mary's intentions, for all of us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Wait for the Lord, and he will come to you with his saving power. Eagerly I watch for the Lord. I wait in joyful hope for the coming of God, my Savior. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Eagerly I wait for the Lord, I watch for the Lord, I wait in joyful hope for the coming of God, my Savior. And we'll have our longer reading from the office, taken from the office of readings today. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, dethroned, O daughter of the Chaldeans. No longer shall you be called dainty and delicate. I will take vengeance. I will yield to no entreaty, says our Redeemer, whose name is the Lord of armies, the Holy One of Israel. Go into darkness and sit in silence. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, dethroned, O daughter of the Chaldeans. No longer shall you be called dainty and delicate. I will take vengeance. I will yield to no entreaty, says our Redeemer, whose name is the Lord of armies, the Holy One of Israel. Go into darkness and sit in silence, O daughter of the Chaldeans. No longer shall you be called sovereign mistress of the kingdoms. Angry at my people, I profaned my inheritance, and I gave them into your hand. But you showed them no mercy, and upon old men you laid a very heavy yoke. You said, I shall remain always a sovereign mistress forever. But you did not lay these things to heart. You disregarded their outcome. Now hear this, voluptuous one, enthroned securely, saying to yourself, I and no one else. I shall never be a widow or suffer the loss of my children. Both these things shall come to you suddenly in a single day. Complete bereavement and widowhood shall come upon you. For your many sorceries and the great number of your spells, because you felt secure in your wickedness and said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. and you said to yourself, I and no one else. But upon you shall come evil. You will not know how to predict. Disaster shall befall you, which you cannot allay. Suddenly there shall come upon you ruin, which you will not expect. Keep up now your spells and your many sorceries. Perhaps you can make them avail. Perhaps you can strike terror. You wearied yourself with many consultations, at which you toiled from your youth. But the astrologers stand forth to save you. The stargazers who forecast at each new moon what would happen to you. Lo, they are like stubble. Fire consumes them. They cannot save themselves from the spreading flames. There is no warming ember, no fire to sit before. Thus do your wizards serve you, with whom you toiled from your youth. Each wanders his own way with none to save you. Responsory prayer. Rejoice, you heavens, and celebrate, O earth. Cry out with praise, you mountains, for the Lord will have compassion on his poor. Our Redeemer, the Holy God of power and might is his name, the Holy One of Israel. For the Lord will have compassion on his poor. Second reading from a treatise called Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. The plan of redemption through the Incarnation. God is man's glory. Man is the vessel which receives God's action and all his wisdom and power. Just as a doctor is judged in his care for the sick, so God is revealed in his conduct with men. That is Paul's reason for saying, God has made the whole world prisoner of unbelief that he may have mercy on all. He was speaking of man who was disobedient to God and cast off from immortality, and then found mercy, receiving through the Son of God the adoption he brings. If man, without being puffed up or being boastful, has a right belief regarding created things and their divine Creator, who, having given them being, holds them all in his power, and if man perseveres in God's love and in obedience and gratitude to him, he will receive greater glory from him. It will be a glory which will grow ever brighter until he takes on the likeness of the one who died for him. He it was who took on the likeness of sinful flesh, to condemn sin and rid the flesh of sin, as now condemned. He wanted to invite man to take on his likeness, appointing man an imitator of God, establishing man in a way of life in obedience to the Father that would lead to the vision of life, and endowing man with power to receive the Father. He is the Word of God who dwelt with man and became the Son of Man to open the way for man to receive God, for God to dwell with man according to the will of the Father. For this reason, the Lord gave himself as the sign of our salvation. The one who was born of the Virgin, Emmanuel, it was the Lord himself who saved them. For of themselves they had no power to be saved. For this reason Paul speaks of the weakness of man, and says, I know that no good dwells in my flesh. He means that the blessing of our salvation comes not from us, but from God. Again he says, I am a wretched man. Who will free me from this body doomed to die? Then he speaks of a liberator, thanks to Christ Jesus our Lord. Isaiah says the same, hands that are feeble grow strong, knees that are weak take courage, hearts that are faint grow strong. Fear not, see, our God is judgment and he will repay. He himself will come and save us. He means that we could not be saved of ourselves, but only with God's help. Responsory prayer. Listen to the word of the Lord, you peoples, and proclaim it to the ends of the earth. Say to far-off islands, our Savior is coming. proclaim the good news, let it be heard. Tell it to everyone. Shout it aloud. Say to the far-off islands, our Savior is coming. Beautiful, O Antiphons, to accompany us in these last days of preparation and waiting time. O flower of Jesse's stem, you have been raised up as a sign for all peoples. Kings stand silent in your presence. The nations bow down and worship before you. Come, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O flower of Jesse's stem, you who have been raised up as a sign for all peoples. Kings stand silent in your presence. The nations bow down and worship before you. Come, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid. To Christ our Lord, judge of the living and the dead, let us cry out with faith. Come, Lord Jesus, Lord, may the world know your justice which the heavens proclaim. May your glory fill the earth. For us you took upon yourself the weakness of man. Protect us with the strength of your own divine life. Come to those imprisoned in the darkness of ignorance. Show them the radiance of your own divine light. In your humility as man, you took away our sin. Now in your glory, grant us true happiness. When you come in glory to judge us, gather the dead into your kingdom. Pray for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob, for my neighbors, my friends, my relatives. Come, Lord Jesus, our Father who art in heaven, for my dad and mom, and for us to enjoy a beautiful December 24th and December 25th with great health and happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation, and always celebrate it with due reverence through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. He who is to come will come and will not delay, and now there will be no fear within our land, for he is our Savior. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Okay, have a great night.